I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need. I don't want to talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
Welcome into the Great Debate Show, everybody, where we do a quick debate-style argument between two players. I am your host, Professor Chris, and with me back for the third time on the Great Debate Show, special guest Kyle August of the Fantasy Football Smackdown podcast. You can find him on Twitter at KyleFFFellas. Kyle, how's it going, man? Welcome back.
It's going good, Chris. Thanks for having me once again. These shows are always a ton of fun. We were talking about it pre-show. Yeah, this is the third time we have been up in these debates, and always enjoy the quick hitting analysis.
Right. Yeah. We had to look back at the ones that we've done in the past. Is 2017, we did Jeremy Maclin versus Pierre Garçon. And Jeremy Maclin's one of those names you forget about.
Yeah.
And then 2 years ago, it was Alvin versus Melvin. That was a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
for sure. So here's how the show goes, guys. If this is your first time listening, we each have a player that we are going to argue for. We get 2 minutes to argue for our player, 90 seconds for a rebuttal, and then we get final thoughts on our player, and that's the show. So it's just a debate-style argument real quick, for, against, and final thoughts, and that's it. And this week, we have two running backs who have a chance to step up in a huge way after yet another pair of devastating injuries. We're doing D'Ernest Johnson and Justin Jackson. I've got Johnson and Kyle has Jackson. And Kyle, do you want to kick it off here?
Yeah, sure, man. Let's do this thing.
All right. 2 minutes on the clock for Justin Jackson. Take it away.
All right, man. We'll see if I get 2 minutes. I did like digging in on Justin Jackson because at least for him, we have a little bit of a sample size. Jackson's now in his third year with the Chargers. And he's gotten opportunities in the past because, as we know with Melvin Gordon, his injury history is that he seemed to miss a couple games at least each year. 2018 was due to injury, 2019 with the holdout. And we actually have a couple sample size game too without Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson being on the field. So the difference here with Jackson in 2020 is that obviously we have Josh Kelly on this Chargers team, and he was getting a lot of workload while Jackson was also injured for the first couple weeks there. So when you're looking at Justin Jackson, he's had in 2018 is he had five games, which he had no Melvin Gordon or Austin Eckler was benched. So there were three games in there where he was definitely startable from a fantasy perspective. Without Melvin Gordon, he had an 8 for 63 and a touchdown. In week 15, without Melvin and Austin Eckler, he got the bell cow work, 16 carries, 58 yards and a touchdown with three catches. And then week 16, that same season without Eckler, he had a 7-reception game, which in PPR, then he's a fine plug and play flex. In 2019, Melvin Gordon held out those first 3 weeks, and while Eckler definitely got the lion's share of the work, including all the goal line work, is that Jackson still was given 18 carries, had 142 yards, and 6 receptions. So the thing I like about Jackson is he has shown that he can't, you know, when he's getting those looks, those targets, is that he's able to bring those catches in. He seems to be definitely a trusted pass catcher. And while this offense is definitely changed without Phillip Rivers, is that with Justin Herbert under center, it seems to more resemble what fantasy owners are going to want to see. A lot of opportunity for these backs, a lot of opportunity for Keenan Allen and Hunter Henry. The thing I'm going to point to with Jackson and why I'm giving him the nod here in this argument is Justin Kelly, 2 fumbles lost in his last 22 touches over the last 2 weeks. I think Jackson will bring a little bit of more of that veteran presence to this backfield. And whether it's Kelly or Jackson in this backfield, they're fighting for number one touches. We know Austin Eckler is going to be out just like Nick Chubb. But these two running backs for the Chargers are going to be looking to step up into, hopefully, the bell cow role. Damn. All right. 2 minutes flies by. I forgot about this.
Yeah, it does, for sure. So, Justin Jackson, I mean, the guy got beat out by rookie Joshua Kelly. He's been in the offense for a few years, so he does, you know, have that veteran presence that you were just talking about. But the rookie had him beat on opening day, and it's going to be a two-headed committee for the Los Angeles Chargers with Kelly getting the lead work. And he has looked solid aside from, you know, the fumbling issues, right? He's looked solid aside from that. Jackson was really inefficient this last week. 6 carries for only 9 yards, you know, 1.5, 1.5 yards per carry. Not great. He's also coming off a quad injury that sidelined him in weeks 2 and 3. And quad injuries, you know, soft tissue injuries, they can be nagging. So, you know, they can come back, you know, reoccur, or it can just, you know, hinder him the entire season. That's all the more reason for the Chargers to give more work to Kelly and ease Josh or ease Justin Jackson. Too many J's in this show. Jackson back in, or even just to spell Joshua Kelly on occasional drives.
All right, you still got 30 seconds. You're just going to forfeit it?
No, I think I'm good. I think I'm all good right. There.
Good deal. All right, man. So we got, I'll put 2 minutes on the clock here for you to go, Dearness Johnson.
Let's go. So right. Dearness Johnson, the second year, third string running back for the Cleveland Browns, has never had an opportunity in this backfield. I mean, why would he? The Browns have had the two-headed monster of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt for the last few years, and it's been absolutely working. You've got no reason to change that up. Well, Nick Chubb got put on the IR with an MCL injury, and he's expected to be out 6 weeks, according to Ian Rapoport. The earliest he'll likely return is mid-November. Johnson has a path to being very fantasy relevant for the next month and a half or so. Now, when Nick Chubb went down on Sunday, it wasn't Kareem Hunt who stepped up and took all the rushing work. The Browns got to Ernest Johnson in there right away. They gave him 13 carries right away, starting basically as soon as Nick Chubb was out. 8 of his carries were on first down. In fact, all 13 of his carries on Sunday were on either first or second down, and 9 of them went for at least 5 yards. He ripped off a 28-yarder on his first carry of the game. Kareem Hunt, definitely the third down back, and sometimes second down as well. The Browns, they're going to want to get the ball into Kareem Hunt's hands as much as possible. I mean, why wouldn't you? He's phenomenal. He's the superior back. However, this Browns offense looks legit. It looks like the offense we were expecting last year. So chances are they're going to be up in a lot of games. They're just going to be trying to run the ball. The next two matchups, they're not going to be easy, though. The Colts and Steelers both have great defenses. However, if the Browns can do work through the air, that opens up the running game, and they'll be able to do that against the Bengals, Raiders, and Texans in weeks 7, 8, and 9. If you look at his college stats, he's not exactly a slouch in the receiving game either. 25 and 28 receptions in his sophomore and junior years at South Florida. Those aren't elite receiving numbers by any means, but the guy can be useful out of the backfield, and he'll get some targets each game. It's just, it's a huge bummer that we're talking about these guys this week. You know, like just so many injuries this season.
Time. I think you nailed it at the end there.
I didn't have much else to say, so we're almost final thoughts. But hey, before we get there, give me that rebuttal.
Yeah, I think the rebuttal for me with Johnson is that, like you said, with they have Kareem Hunt, he was the best, you know, second, you know, RB2 in the league. And now stepping right into that RB1 role, fantasy owners that own Kareem Hunt are just drooling at the opportunity he's going to get. I think he is going to be the bell cow in that offense. The only thing that really concerns me, too, is what you mentioned with Johnson is that if they give Hunt a little bit more of the first and second down role that he wasn't really getting with Nick Chubb, and then Johnson is splitting that with Hunt, and then Hunt and Dontrell Hilliard, who we saw get his first action of the year and was actually in on 5 of the 6 third down snaps after the first quarter on Sunday, is that that could be a concern where Johnson's only path to playing time is on that first and second down, where they have two other options for the third down work. And if they are chasing points, which they could be a little more than they have to start the season, is that that's where I think Johnson might be a little bit capped there. And with these Browns running backs, is that Kareem Hunt's going to be the guy. So the opportunity is definitely there, because I prefer the Kevin Stefanski offense, I think, right now, which feels weird to say, but he likes to workhorse those running backs, right? So if you can get a piece of that and you're getting Nick Chubb light for, you know, 4 or 5 weeks for free as we enter the bye weeks, Dearness Johnson's definitely going to be entering the flex discussion. So definitely some good points there. Just a little bit of concern about not being involved in the passing game as much. So that's what I got.
10 seconds. You giving up already?
No. I think you did a good job. And unfortunately, Johnson was somebody I had a bunch of stashes and, you know, already gave up on, unfortunately, in some dynasty leagues. So I have to watch it happen on somebody else's team more than likely.
Well, fingers crossed. Well, let's go ahead and move into final thoughts, guys. Kyle, why don't you take it back to Justin Jackson?
Yeah, for me, I think this really comes down to the home, where if you're looking for a home run hit, I think Johnson is the play, to be honest. I like Justin Jackson as far as if you're looking at a little bit of a floor. We've seen him get some work in this offense. This coaching staff trusts him enough that they, you know, they kept him around. They didn't commit a lot of resources to a backup running back in Joshua Kelly, just a fourth round pick. So while I do agree, I think Kelly is probably going to play ahead of him, Jackson is still intriguing enough to definitely be an add. And again, the one thing I do like, and if you're looking at PPR, is he's shown that he can get it done in the passing game, and that opportunity could be there for him, you know, on this Chargers offense, as long as Herbert's under center, in my opinion. So I think both are kind of, you know, for this week, they're going to be the most sought after players. And there's a team out there or two that has lost Nick Chubb and Austin Eckler. So you're gonna have to pay up for either of these guys with not as clear a path as you might like with, you know, a standard kind of handcuff player.
You know, I didn't really have a whole lot left to say about Ernest Johnson. I try to stretch as much as I could out when I don't have a whole lot about a player. I mean, we were talking about a guy who has, what, like 14 career carries?
Yeah, something like that. I looked up Johnson's stats. I'm like, oh, man, not a lot here. I thought Jackson didn't have a ton.
Right. Yeah. And 13 of them were on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Nick Chubb and Austin Eckler, they're both bona fide RB1s. But however, it looks like Johnson can step up and, you know, at least from the small sample size we saw on Sunday, step up and give you some sort of semblance to what Nick Chubb was giving you. It doesn't appear that they're losing a ton on their offense. I think Kareem Hunt is going to get more work than he was with Chubb there, but someone's going to have to step up and, you know, take that first and second down role. And I don't think Kareem Hunt is going to be the every down back.
Yeah. And the one thing too, I think we can say for both these guys as a blanket statement is we're going to get the unfortunate opportunity, but we're going to have at least, you know, 6 weeks for both of these guys to play a role in their offense. Is that I'm not necessarily jumping on and playing them week one, but we're going to see how their team intends to use these backfields going forward. And as the bye weeks approach, like I said, is that these guys could be useful depending on how they look over the next week or two.
Guys, do you want to win a signed Chris Godwin or Kenny Golladay jersey? Once we reach 100 patrons at patreon.com/sleeperwire, we will pick a winner and you'll get your choice, signed Chris Godwin or signed Kenny Golladay. Even the $1 tier gets you in. So check out patreon.com/sleeperwire and get into the contest. And check out our store at sleeperwire.com. Get yourself a Sleeperwire hoodie or Sleeperwire mug. Well, Kyle, thanks for joining me again, man. This was awesome.
Yeah, thanks again. I was really looking forward to this when you threw it out there a couple weeks ago and had it on the schedule, and glad we could get hooked up here.
Yeah, for sure. Why don't you once again tell our listeners where they can find you and follow you?
Yeah, sure. So you can follow me on Twitter at KyleFFFellas. My buddy Seth and I were doing the Fantasy Football Fellas podcast for many years. So you might. Man, it's tough. Been tough moving on without him, but decided to rebrand it to kind of keep that as its own thing. So the Fantasy Football Smackdown is what the pod's called now. I do a quick 15-20 minute solo waiver wire show that drops every Tuesday, cover my rankings list at each position. And then I'm doing a live show. I call it pre-gaming Thursday Night Football. We're not actually doing a pre-game show for Thursday night. We're just hanging out for an hour before Thursday, giving our favorite starts and sits of the week. So if you're following me over there, that show goes live 1 hour before kickoff. You can get your questions answered. But it also replays on the SmackDown feed on Friday morning. So other than that, man, writing a waiver wire sniping article, an article that gives you the players you need to pick up ahead of each week for free. But that article drops over at Ball Blast every Saturday afternoon. So other than that, man, just always love interacting with people. So feel free to give me a follow. Hit me up.
Well, guys, thank you for tuning into the show. Kyle, thanks again for joining me. This was a blast. Everybody else, we will let's play for no injuries this coming week. But, you know, injuries do make for great debates. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll catch you next week.